Here is Eli Alfieri. Eli Alfieri, a pretty strong beginning. You're 13, right?
14. Now.
When was your birthday?
30th.
30th of November. So right. When we booked you, you were 13. Now now you're 14. Push that mic a little closer, just teeny bit closer. Perfect.
Too much? All right.
Nah, that's good. Now cool. I can hear you a little better. Are you taking lessons? Or?
No, I'm pretty much self-taught. My dad showed me a few chords, and I just kind of figured everything out from there.
And when did you start playing?
Around third grade, maybe third, fourth grade.
Okay, so you were 8 or 9. And what got you interested? What inspired you to play?
Well, my dad, he's pretty big on music, and there's just always been music around the house. And I think that pretty much caught me on.
That's terrific. Well, before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge? What's your brother's name?
He's out there. We have Leo out there, my mom, my dad, my sister's at home, probably in her room reading a book, something like that.
Is your dad out there somewhere? I didn't see him.
Earlier. No, he's actually working right now, but he's probably listening right now on his little radio.
or we'll get him. He'll be able to hear you on demand. Later too. Tell me about the song you played.
Well, I wrote that song maybe a year ago. I have no idea what inspired the lyrics. I just think it was kind of what rhymed with each other. I was kind of before I got a little bit more deeper with the lyrics. But it's kind of a fun song to open up with. I think it's kind of upbeat a bit.
Yeah, I thought it was, I mean, strong is the first word I thought of. And you need songs like that, I think.
Yeah.
Open. Have you played like out in front of friends or other people?
Yeah, I actually do that a lot more now than I ever have. Last show would have actually been in August, so this is my first thing in a while now.
And where have you played?
I played at Community Day for Edgewood last year. I've played the Pittsburgh Marathon. That was a nice one. And then I have a friend. I don't know if he's listening right now. His name is Rick Mastin. His church, he does all of this stuff where they always need music, so I try and get dibs on that first before anyone else does.
Oh, that's great. You seem pretty self-assured. Do you like playing out?
Yeah.
That's great. Have you thought about, like, it seems like you're going to keep up with this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And that's my plan anyway.
Have you thought about what you're going to do after you graduate?
I would like a degree either in music or in social studies teaching.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I hated social studies. Or I shouldn't say, I don't really hate anything, but I found social studies really difficult.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's just kind of cool to see what went down and when, where. It's, you know, history, it's very... I don't even know how to describe it.
I think it's taught very differently now than it was when I was a kid. It was a lot of memorizing numbers and dates.
I think that you like anything depending on the teacher, too.
Yeah. Who's your social studies teacher?
I have Mr. Zolnak right now.
I don't know how many of my old teachers might still be
there. How about Thomas Crone? Have you heard his name before?
Is that with a K?
C-R-O-N-E. He's been the band director for like 30 years.
You know, I'll bet he replaced the band director that I had. But do you play in the band?
I do. I'm in a concert band, jazz band, 7th and 8th grade band, then orchestra and marching band.
Wow. So what are you? You're not playing guitar in marching band?
No, I'm playing bass and cello. I got to just stand in the pit with all like the marimbas, and they just let me play along.
Oh, that's cool! So you're like part of the drum line?
Yeah,
that's awesome. And actually, marching band. So although you're in eighth grade,
yeah,
so you can be part of the marching band.
Yeah, they're starting to let kids in a year early.
That's great. Well, they probably could use the kids.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever had a bassist yet or not.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That you're able to do that. Let's get another song from you. What would you like to play next?
I think I'm gonna play a song I wrote. It's actually called.
Oh, I know you've got to change a little tuning here, so feel free. I know you've got to change tuning here. This is Eli Alfieri, by the way, if you're just tuning in, who is 14 years and 6 days old. Right? Yeah, 14 years and 6 days.
One of the reasons I like social studies so much is it gives me so much to write about. I listen to a lot of Neil Young. He has some good songs that talk about history that kind of inspired me a bit to write about stuff like that.
And is this one of them?
Yeah, this is one of them. This is actually about the French and Indian War when Columbus first landed. Here it is. Here I am, my fish under my corn. I skin my buffalo and I keep the horns, minding my own. I like hunting the best. And I woke up one morning to a rumbling in the west. Boats are coming, white men there, guns and powder, lots of fake hair. Well, save my home. Well, they don't care. save my home. Well, they don't care. Well, I heard a big bang and my brother fell. So get your family. Coming, white man there, guns and powder, lost fake hair. Well, save my home. Well, they don't care. And when they caught up, they handed me a book. Said, shove your eyes in and take a look. This is what you're going to believe. Remember my God, he made the trees. Boots are coming, white man there, guns and powder, lost and fake. Save my home, well, but they don't care. Save my home, well, they don't care.
I like that song.
It's a pretty deep.
Yeah, do you guys debate social studies? Or I shouldn't say, do you challenge what your textbooks say?
I raise my hand in that class a lot to ask questions.
I mean, I think one of the more interesting aspects of education, especially in social studies and history, is whose history, whose perspective,
yeah.
Who...
That's a key part.
Yeah, with more resources available now, you can get some different points of view. And a song involving Columbus is a good example of the different points of view.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who have a different point of view of him.
So what's your writing process like? You mentioned that you concentrate a lot more, or at least you're able to focus a little more.
I mean, most of the time I'll just hear a song. The last song I heard, it was Hey Jude by the Beatles. And what happens, this most of the time goes on like when I'm doing my homework, then after I'm done, I'll just keep on listening to the same song over and over and over. I don't know why, it's just... And I was listening to Hey Jude, and, you know, I had to like figure out the piano part for it. And then I wrote my own song on piano, and that's how it happens most of the time.
So the song kind of inspired you musically, but what about the lyrics?
Well, a lot of times I'll write the lyrics to that particular song, but then I'll change the music so it fits.
I see.
So it's not plagiarism.
Ah, so you might use the rhythm of the song to come up with the lyrics.
Indian Rug, this song is actually written to the Simon and Garfunkel song, Mrs. Robinson.
The one you're about to play?
No, the one I just played. Oh. You know, there's no connection between those two.
Yeah, actually. Well, I think a lot of people have done that. And actually, I mean, it's like poetry. There are some standard meters meters is the right word, and a lot of them, like you can sing a lot of classic poems to modern songs, and they sound just fine when you do that. This is Eli Alfieri, who's here with us today. I think we'll have time for two more, if you'd like to do two more.
That sounds great.
What would you like to do next?
I'm going to cover a song. I don't normally cover songs. I'm just in the mood today. It's a Neil Young song. It's called Mr. Soul. It's on his first record with Buffalo Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello, Mr. Soul, I dropped by to pick up a reason for the thought that I caught that my head was the event of the season. Lying crowds just a trace of my face could seem so pleasing. Well, I'll pop to the change, but a stranger's putting the tease on. I was down on the ground when the messenger brought me a letter. I was raised by the praise of a fan who said I upset her. Only know me better. She said you're strange, but don't change, and I let her. In a while, will the smile on my face turn to plaster? My face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change? I don't know, why don't you ask her?
I didn't realize what a downer that song was.
Sorry. It's a rainy day. It's okay. Neil Young, for the most part, those Neil's songs are going to be kind of sad, yeah, or kind of melancholy is probably a better word. Who else do you like?
I'm a big fan of the Grateful Dead as well.
So you're probably
I'm a few years behind then.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you and your folks must really enjoy.
Actually, the song you just played before I came on, Cold Rain and Snow, the Grateful Dead have a great cover of that song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That may be an old traditional song. I'm guessing Debbie didn't write that, but I'm not sure.
It is a traditional song because they cover a lot of good traditional songs.
Yeah, and so does the woman I played. That's really cool. I'm really glad that was the case.
Yeah.
Have you played with other people at all? Do you like playing in bands? Or?
I have a band going on right now. I founded it with the drummer. He can play everything too. His name is Benito Contores. And then this kid, he knew Jimmy Hill, plays bass, and we booked a show, but we only had a week to practice for it, so we just played every day that week, and we played a pretty good show, I think.
Now, where does his family live?
They're in Church Hill.
His family doesn't have a restaurant,
Drew's,
do they?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew Drew, restaurant is named after. And
yeah.
Do you know the story of Drew? Drew died in...
I don't know the story.
Well, Drew, I think it was a car accident, but he died young in life, and they named the restaurant for him. This is years ago. This is going back.
I know it's a pretty old place.
Yeah, this is going.
Older.
Yeah, when you said the last name Contores, that immediately made me think of him. And actually, it's a nice thing because they named the restaurant, so nobody would ever forget him. We used to go there all the time. Right on Ardmore, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great place.
Yeah,
I've been there a few times with him.
And does he write songs too, your friend? Or?
No, he doesn't write. He'll give me chords to use sometimes to write, or just melodies, and I've used them sometimes. But what he'll give me, and then what I'll play for him, he's just like, that's nothing what I get. I just change it around so much.
Well, it's been really good to have you on, Eli, and it'd be great to have you come back sometime.
Yeah, I would love to.
Anything you want to say that I didn't get a chance to ask yet?
Go Steelers.
Okay, there we go. Let's hope.
Yeah.
One more from Eli Alfieri. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm actually going to play a... It's a song that I wrote while in elementary school. It's actually about the diversity at Woodland Hills. I just think it's a great, great thing that we have that.
And where did you go to elementary school?
Edgewood Elementary.
Okay. It's good to hear. Actually, somebody on our staff, her son is at Edgewood. I think it's called Edgewood Primary now.
But, yeah, that's what it was called when I first got there to elementary and then back to primary.
Well, thank you for being with us. And
I've had a blast.
Great. Once again, here's Eli Alfieri.
Diverse. Well, it's not. Sick of me in the minority, can't you see? Well, it's not for me. No, I'm not where I don't want to be. Well, that flavor, it's just not for me.
Eli Alfieri, thanks.